And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, February 26, 2021. Today in the news, one catalyst could turn things around and take gold prices as high as $2,100 an ounce this year, according to the New Zealand banking group ANZ, reports Kitco. The real instigator of another leg up in prices will be the expectations around inflation, and certainly that is something that is raising heads of late, said ANZ senior commodity strategist Daniel Hines. On top of inflation factor, low interest rates along with more monetary and fiscal stimulus could keep gold prices elevated this year. Our year-end price target for gold, $2,100 an ounce. Well, many economists, including yours truly, expect inflation to increase, writes Richard Rahn at Washington Times. Most measures of human activity get better over time, but not inflation numbers. The fracking revolution reduced the real price of gasoline and natural gas and huge productivity gains in agriculture. Unfortunately, the new Biden administration is reversing course, and its policies are likely to cause the price of energy and many other goods and services to increase. Well, modern monetary theory holds that taxation is a policy tool for controlling inflation because taxes take money out of circulation, reports Washington Examiner. But how realistic is it to imagine that Congress and state legislatures, after decades of gridlock, suddenly will be able to pass tax bills that efficiently respond to monthly changes in inflation? Modern monetary theory would undo the economic common sense that has undergirded the republic since the American Revolution. Well, the housing market is red hot, but there are growing concerns about how much longer this strength can last, reports CNN. Even though the Fed is expected to keep its key short-term interest rates near zero in the foreseeable future, longer-term bond yields have started to spike, and mortgage rates are influenced more by the 10-year Treasury than by Fed rates. In an ominous sign, Home Depot declined to give any guidance for 2021. Its shares fell 3% on the news. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.